is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figaro and Associates. Mr. Figaro opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listener's questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figaro's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figaro. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigeroux@msn.com. That is bfigeroux@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
Yes, this is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers. Whatever your legal issues or concerns, call us right now for a free, no-obligation legal consultation. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. And you can call us on issues such as personal injury, accidents, medical malpractice, divorce, separation, child custody, support, wills and probate, deed transfers, estate planning, real estate, bankruptcy, corporate, business law, civil rights, taxes, both individual and business, and immigration. And speaking about immigration, Mr. Figaro, Aloluizo is dead, and he has left behind a path of devastation for his victims. Could you speak on that?
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. And hey, Tuesday before Thanksgiving, Aloluizo died. He's a gentleman that has defrauded thousands of people in New York City filing alleged fraudulent VAWA applications that the U.S. Attorney Office was prosecuting him on. And our office, like many offices in New York City, we get those people and we have to fix the problem. So your lawyer is a fixer, meaning how do we address these issues so that these people get their green cards or are not deported from the United States of America. Many of these people have been served with an NTA, a notice to appear for deportation. A lot of them claim that they signed blank forms. That's not a defense. When you file any application with immigration, immigration expects that you read it, that you understand what you read, and then you sign on those forms. So most people think, oh, I could just sign a form and don't care about what is on the form. that is not true. And unfortunately, he preyed on people in Brooklyn, not only people in Kings County, but various counties. In fact, some people continued to visit his office after he was arrested. And what makes it, you wonder, why? So when people are desperate, they do desperate things. And they put reason away. What would a reasonable person do if someone that they worked with was arrested? So there's this psychological impact on people as to, you know, they just can't believe this. And we, the attorneys, have to come up with rational explanations on behalf of our client, submit any evidence that could support their claims so that they not be deported or they are not denied a green card. Why are we talking about this still? Because it continues. And the district attorney in Kings County never brought any charges against this gentleman. It was the federal government. The politicians, none of them have ever called our, you know, to say to our publication or to our office that they are concerned about these victims. Our major publication, Caribbean American Weekly, published more than one article about the allegations against Mr. Ali Louison. And no one called, and the telephone number is right there on the publication, to say, I would like to talk about it, or offer empathy towards those victims. Empathy, yes. That's when you feel sorry for people who have been victims of a crime, whether it be criminal or civil fraud. So we have to ask ourselves, and this gentleman operated, his operation was actually adjacent to Congresswoman Clark's office, Congresswoman Eva Clark. She was born in the U.S., but her mother is born in Jamaica. And many of us, including myself, is aware that one of the issues she articulates on is immigration, yet still we never got a call from her to deal with this issue. What an elected official is supposed to do is work with the district attorney's office in their county in terms of how do we help and protect immigrants. When I worked with the district attorney's office in 1996, the then district attorney, Charles J. Hines, who was deceased, we reached out to the community about immigration fraud at the various churches, not only in Brooklyn, but throughout New York City, letting people know that if they are a victim of any type of fraud or any type of misbehavior by attorneys or non-attorneys on immigration issues, they could contact the Kings County District Attorney's Office. And then they would refer people to the relevant DA's office if it wasn't in Kings County. That's what we call empathy and execution, meaning it's one thing for someone to lodge a complaint, but what happens afterwards? So it is more than one person doing their job. What we have to do is to hold our leadership accountable. That is why when people say they are Democrat or Republican, we know how Republicans think. KKK Russian Trump is a good example. And KKK Russian Trump, obviously, is an anti-immigrant. But what are our expectations of the new president? What is our expectations for local Democrats, whether in Albany, New York City, or in the counties that we live in? They have failed us. However, attorneys on the front line like myself and other law firms, we have to deal with the issues. If you have been a victim of Ali Louison, please call. It's a free consultation. We will either do that consultation via phone or we may have you come to the office. Call us at 855-768-8255. 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit Ask the Lawyer, Figure and Associates at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Attention, New York.